Sure. Just given the depth that we had in that room, we knew it was going to be, you know, have to make some difficult choices. And I think you can group, you know, Kitch in along with Phil. We were, you know, aware of where Phil was and kind of in his state of rehab and was well on his way to being back. But just given the current circumstances of us, you know, needing to trim the roster down and where he was and how we felt about the room, that we just felt it was the right decision for all involved. I mean, it's something that we're obviously very well aware of, but did not factor that in. I mean, when we talk about the roster, we don't, you know, the contractual stuff to me is a secondary thing. You want to say who are the 75 we want to move forward with, and then to the 53, and I don't think it's very prudent to let the contractual stuff. Especially given where we are financially, I don't think you want that to be a factor in it.
So, Meter is listed as an end here on his depth chart. Can he then play inside on that?
Yeah, we cross train our guys to play all those spots. I think Pete's the one that put him as an end. So I don't. He lets me know. Oh, by the way, we put a depth chart out. So. I don't even know, other than just looking at the names, as far as guys, where they are. And we might even list guys as left end and right end. So I'll direct that question to Pete.
Did you talk about then the decision to keep Coons over Spirit?
Yeah, it was close. I thought both those guys handled themselves very well, very professionally. Kerry did a real good job, and I'll be surprised if he doesn't get a look elsewhere. There will be some interest in him, but Travis, it was close, was just slightly better, and that's the decision we went with. I'll be curious to see how he responds to that. He's going to get a full night of kicking on Thursday, and we'll go from there. But I thought both those guys handled it well. But that was the decision we went with.
But what did he do better?
Statistically, it was almost a dead heat, especially when you put all the practice stuff in. But I would say that he's got a slightly bigger leg. Now, Kerry was a guy that I thought got the ball up in the air a little bit better, so you could really compare the kicks. But just Travis, slightly bigger leg, but it was close. It was not an easy decision. Joe's was a veteran day, and then Brian just I think got stepped on, so it was just something we wanted to go ahead and rest him. A lot of the stuff that we were doing today was reduced pace anyway, so we went ahead and shut Brian down.
Mansfield says he can be ready to throw. Well, he didn't say Monday, he said next week. Mm-hmm. Are you saying he could probably throw as early as Sunday or Monday if wanted to throw as well?
Yeah, he's close. I just spoke with Joe Sheehan about that he's where we thought he would be in the progression, and that we're confident that by the end of the week that he'll be able to handle the football and throw it.
I mean, you never know what's going to happen in the game, first man, the next man up and all that. But would he be ready to function at an acceptable level in the game?
Yeah, I mean, whoever our two quarterback is, I mean, we're hopeful that it's going to be Johnny, that he has to be able to throw. I mean, we're not going to roll the dice and go into a game and say, hey, especially after, you know, Josh showed us that he can be a little bit on the reckless side sometimes. But no, Johnny's, we're confident that he'll be where he needs to be. And as I said before, if we're not, then we'll address it appropriately.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't want to put him at risk, but it's a fine line. We also want to have him out there. So I'll rely on the judgment of the medical staff and also as when Terrell tells us that, hey, I'm ready to go. And a big part of that's going to be, you know, just going through it, you know, another day of rehab and working it tomorrow and then seeing how he feels after he warms up on Thursday night. If there's a high risk of a severe re-injury, then we won't expose him to that. But if we feel he can go out there and give us some quality reps and on a pitch count, then you know, I think that's best for all involved.
Where is he in this jumble toward the bottom of the receiving rings?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Vince has had some adjustment issues, and I said it before that just going through the spring with the thumb and not catching anything, and then just like a corner, as we've talked about with our corner, same with receiver, that a lot of it's confidence. And Vince just has to play. I mean, he's done a good job. He's just been inconsistent. No different to me than any other rookie dealing with the growing pains and the adjustment to life in the NFL and dealing with an NFL route tree and an NFL playbook. And then on top of that, you know, having balls fired at him from NFL quarterback. So I think it's all part of an adjustment process for Vince. He's handled it well, but he just needs to continue to improve, and I think Thursday will be a big night for him.
I know you guys say you set minimums on how many position players mm-hmm. from each position. I mean, would you carry 8 receivers?
Yeah, I mean that's I would say that's not out of the realm of possibility. I mean there's certainly teams have kept that many and teams have kept a lot less. So we'll just. You know, Thursday's part of it. We'll see how it all shakes out at that position.
Mike, with Connor going on the season-ending IR, do you guys feel it's necessary to, or would you like to have a young guy on the practice squad during the season?
Yeah, to me, I think you need to have 3 quarterbacks on campus. If we do go with the decision to only carry 2 on the 53, and we have not made that determination yet. But I just think 3 on campus is – 3 or 4 on campus is important.
Anything else? With filling in down now, Danny, obviously, surprised, I guess, maybe we should look at his contribution, just where he's at now and how confident he is.
We feel real good about where Danny is, that his learning curve, that just the characterized by not just how he's playing, but to the questions he's asking, that to me he's already at a level where he whether it's through film study, through just working with Coach Tuioti, Coach Weaver, just that he's, to me, I'd put him along the lines of his development similar to where we were with Joel Bitonio a year ago. That if you spent time around him and just watched him play and watched him how he carries himself in the meetings and the questions that he asked, that it would come as a surprise to you that it's just his first year.
When you guys made a decision that you picked, I mean, obviously it was just like, we need this guy. It wasn't so much we knew Phil probably might not come back. And it wasn't like a need pick as much as a...
No, we felt it was the reason that we were very excited about the pick is we felt that it was the intersection of value and need, that Danny was rated very highly on our board. And it was a position, given our circumstances with Phil coming off the injury and where we were with our struggles against the run were well documented, that it was a very easy pick for us to make.
Obviously, you're looking at Taylor in light of maybe he's cut your former first round draft pick. But looking at it from a fan's point of view, where they were looking for some real juice with the number one Shelton lining up beside the number one Taylor. First step up a little bit, but what about the ability of your team to really have a great defensive line, even though he's not a part of it?
Well, we're very confident in the group that we have. We feel the defensive line is going to be the strength of what we do defensively, and those are our circumstances. We're very confident in the youth in that room, and we were able to add. Randy in the offseason and John Hughes back healthy and Jamie Meters stepped up and has proven that he can play at a high level in this league, and Shelton and Cooper and Dez is playing at a high level. I mean, we knew that coming into it that it was a good problem to have, but it was still a problem just figuring out how to get the roster set. But we're very confident in the group that we have.
All right.
I just wanted to talk about Van Lewis. Did your time with him in Buffalo have anything to do with them coming in? Do you see his future tied to Johnny Manziel?
To answer the first part of it, yes. I mean, I was able to spend time with him and just see how he approached the game and how professional he was and knowledgeable and then that he was able to go out and win football games. He did that for us when I was in Buffalo. I think he started against the Dolphins twice and won both those games. He's a competitor and that left an impression on me when his name came up. That this was a guy that I'd worked closely with and saw what he could do. And, we certainly need to see, as we already talked about, that with Johnny's situation, where we think it's headed, we're confident that he's on the road to getting back, to be able to throw very quickly. But it is nice to know that we have a guy here that has won games in the NFL that will be there for us, and then hopefully he'll put some quality work out there for us on Thursday.
All